This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, May 24th, brought to you by AimPoint Research. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Early this morning, the House Agriculture Committee approved the Farm Food and National Security Act of 2024. Former House Ag Chairman Colin Peterson says he's glad to see the partisan fight was not over farm policy.
The partisan fight was not over policy in the farm area. It was over pay-fors. So the whole partisanship came down for how they were going to pay for it. It gets back to the old food stamp fight that we've had the last two farm bills. So none of that caused any additional partisan division that wasn't there already. So I think that was good, you know, because they could have got off on payment limitations and all this other kind of stuff that normally divides us. It didn't happen. So that was very positive.
Peterson isn't sure the bill can pass the House with a lingering impasse over nutrition.
I think the way it's currently constituted with the Turkey Food Plan, you'll not get enough Democrats with that in there to pass the bill. But maybe there's a way that it can be fine-tuned and there's other ways to come at it. And that's the work we have to do over the next 3 months.
The American Farm Bureau's Joby Young acknowledges a tough road ahead, but also a good first step.
There's challenges ahead in the legislative path for the farm bill, the sort of political dynamics and the margins in Congress and the calendar that we have for the rest of the year and the challenges that brings. But this little boost of momentum is great, and it sort of sets the stage for hopefully further movement on the Senate side. Also, the conversations start happening in the broader House as well.
National Farmers Union President Rob LaGrue agrees that any progress at this point is a good thing.
The process keeps moving, and until it is just absolutely dead, I think we have to look at this moment with the House committee passage as one of those kind of naysayer moments that gives us hope that if folks are serious, that in spite of all those political challenges that still lay ahead of us, it is still possible, although challenging, to get one done.
American Farm Bureau's Sam Kiefer says much attention now turns to the opposite side of the Capitol.
All eyes turn to the Senate, and a bipartisan vote, even with the rigorous debate, a bipartisan vote out of the House Agriculture Committee, I think, creates a need for the Senate Ag Committee to make hay while the sun is shining. And the sun is shining right now. If the Senate waits until after the House takes action on the floor, we will have definitely run out of time.
Rob LaRue believes success comes with momentum immediately after the holiday weekend.
And so I think the more that we can have a swift kind of response from the Senate in terms of sharing more details and ideas from both sides of the aisle there, and then even before the House kind of moves to the floor, you know, having some kind of bicameral conversation between the House and the Senate, I would argue, would also play well in trying to clear a path to getting this farm bill done.
Chuck Cotter with the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives has experienced 9 farm bills and says rural voters aren't traditionally satisfied with just effort. They want results.
I will just tell you, Jeff, with 9 farm bills kind of under my belt on this, I've never seen a circumstance out there where farmers and people in rural America respond very well to the "we tried" sort of thing, or "we took the right position." Rural America is pretty practical, and you know, they're looking at results. Get it done, and rural America will appreciate it.
Chuck Cotter will be this week's featured guest on AgriPulse Open Mic. That program will be available this Sunday afternoon at www.agripulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by AimPoint Research. With economic pressures and regulatory shifts reshaping local, national, and global marketplaces, the foresight to navigate these changes is essential. AimPoint Research offers in-depth economic and policy analysis tailored to your business sector to equip you with insights to navigate both short and long-term market disruption. From scenario planning to market assessments, AimPoint delivers the strategic blueprint you need. Ensure your competitive edge in an ever-evolving world. Visit aimpointresearch.com to learn more. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.